Hey guys, and welcome to the Sober as Shit podcast. Today's episode is sponsored by Coaching with Brandy. If you're looking to add a little extra to your recovery portfolio, or if you're questioning whether or not you want to get sober and you want some extra accountability or guidance, please feel free to reach out for your free 20-minute consultation with me, and let's see if we're a right fit for each other. Hey, on today's episode, I wanted to talk about change. For those who don't know, I'm in India. Said it last week, I think, on the episode that I did, though it was very short and sweet. India is this really amazing spiritual country filled with friendly people, cows in the road, and amazing, it's just amazing. I don't know how else to explain it. I just feel at home here. I came here seeking a treatment for my chronic illness, and treatment has begun, and it's going well. On the other side of that is about a month ago, I found out that I am going to be getting a divorce. And, you know, when I got sober, one of the reasons I got sober was because, you know, I wanted to be a good wife, a good mom. I wanted to be sober, and I was just terrified of everything. And so as I launched into my sobriety and I started building up my confidence and building up my self-worth and figuring out what I wanted to do with my life and figuring out what I didn't want to do with my life, I realized a variety of things. First of all, I'm not going to drink no matter what. These past few months, I have struggled. I'm not going to lie. I've been depressed. I've been down. I've had really low days where emotionally I was just sick and tired and And now I'm in India in a place where I don't know very many people. And I found out my husband was cheating on me. And, you know, all I can be is thankful. Out of all the places to have my life changed dramatically, this is probably one of the safest ones because alcohol isn't everywhere. I've made friends. I have this amazing support group of people that also have the same illness as me. And I have this amazing tribe of people online that I can connect with and reach out to and just be honest and vulnerable with where I'm at. So today's episode is about change, right? So how am I changing? First of all, I came to India with hopes of getting cured, with hopes of going back home and being this amazing wife and amazing mom and having all this more energy and not being so stressed out all the time. And now I'm here and it's different. My life changed. It changed in a moment of knowing that things are never going to be the same. With that, it changed in the point where I'm so happy. And that may seem strange because, you know, who could in their right mind could possibly be happy about getting a divorce, about their husband cheating on them, about facing life in a completely different way than they ever anticipated? But I am. And here's why. I got sober so that I could be strong, independent, happy, free, so that I could live the life that I always wanted but didn't know how to have. And that means facing challenges, facing fears, facing hard days, sober, no matter what. And this is just another one of those challenges. So I have two choices today. I can face it, and I can learn from it. I can grow. I can continue on the path to becoming who I want to be and meeting the ideals that I have of myself, or I can let this whole thing destroy me. I can pick up a drink, I can drink, I can die, and I can lose everything that I've ever wanted. When I was doing schooling for being a recovery coach, I learned a lot of tools, a lot of things about how the mind works and how addiction is and how we respond to trauma. Especially. And, you know, as I am processing these feelings and going through life, I'm realizing that how we respond dictates how we react, and how we react dictates our mood and our spirit and our serenity. So So today's episode doesn't really have a point. It's all about being vulnerable. The greatest tool I've ever had in my sobriety is to being honest about exactly where I'm at. Where I'm at today is I'm promoting a business to be a recovery coach. My life is changing. I'm sober. I'm in an amazing spiritual country. I get to change as a person, and I get to set the tone of my life. And I don't have to let fear hold me back. I don't have to let the opinions of other people hold me back or tell me what to do. And what used to work for me may not work for me today. And that's just another type of fear, figuring out what works for me and what doesn't. There's that saying, use what works and let go of the rest. And sometimes when we change, things that used to work for us won't work for us anymore. And that's okay. As long as we're sober, reaching out, and using our tools, that's what's most important today. So, if you're struggling, or if you're in a similar situation as me, don't forget you're never alone. Your ego may be telling you that you're a loser, or that you're not worthy of love, or you're not worthy of life, and that you should just go drink, or whatever. But you are. You are worthy of life. You've survived so far, and you can survive this too. You can survive no matter what, as long as you stay sober or get sober. Reach out. Don't be afraid. If you're struggling, I'm here. Thanks for listening.